When the sentence was done, he nodded, flushed a quick smile, and audibly exhaled through his nose. This gesture was recounted by many as a chuckle, but it didn't quite sound like one. It was more like an amiable snort, which he used as his own transition to some less inflammatory rhetoric. The votes would all be counted. The Constitution would be obeyed. The State Department would do everything possible to assure the success of whoever has been sworn into the office on January 20th, a minute after noon. He spoke as though he hadn't just made a flat pronouncement about who that person would be, the person whose chances were shrinking by the hour from slim to none, and who also happened to be his boss. Almost immediately, the internet erupted with debate over whether Pompeo had been serious. Secretaries of State frequently issue statements to encourage fair and peaceful elections in other countries. Pompeo now seemed to be undermining the legitimacy of America's own election from the department's lectern. His echo of Trump's denialism prompted further speculation about whether the administration's actions could amount to a coup. Some political journalists tried to tone the moment down, claiming that the chuckle carried with it some degree of self-awareness, and that Pompeo had been kidding. On the other side were partisans on both wings, as well as foreign news services, who were inclined to take the American Secretary of State seriously. Trump's win in 2016 adrenalized the career of Pompeo, who was plucked from his Kansas congressional seat to lead the CIA, elected in 2010 with the GOP's Tea Party class. Pompeo was best known for his aggressive questioning of Hillary Clinton during the Benghazi hearings. Now 56, he is seen as a viable presidential contender, one of a small group of Republicans who could excite the Trumpist base without alienating the traditional GOP establishment. Along with Pompeo, this group includes Tom Cotton, Nikki Haley, Ted Cruz, and Mike Pence. The problem for this group is that Trump could himself run for a second term in 2024. As long as he remains in the picture as a candidate or a self-styled shadow president, those who claim to be Trump's heirs will have to reside at least in part with the realm of his delusions. It is a place where there is no such thing as defeat, only broken scoreboards.